a madam. I want to be one of the girls. I know I'm not pretty, I know I'm not cute, but I'd like to shake my heels in a house of ill repute. I don't want to be a madam. I want to be one of the girls. Now, I may look like Polly Adler's daughter. I may look like Lee Francis's niece. I may look like Nella Hoagland's cousin, but their similarities cease. I don't want to write a bestseller or hobnob with barons and earls. I don't want to be a madam. I just want to be one of the girls. I don't want to be a madam. I want to be one of the girls. I know I'm no beauty, but this I can say. I'm not a farmer, but my loot comes from the hay. Don't want to be a madam. I want to be one of the girls. I was always kind of lazy. I tire easily, it is said. A madam is on her feet all night, but the girls can go to bed. A madam is like an actress. She's through before she starts. No matter how well she auditions, it's the girls that gets the part. I don't want to be a madam. I want to be one of the girls. I will take Elvis Presley. We know he's not chaste, but his sideburns tickles when his motorcycle's raced. I don't want to be a madam. I want to be one of the girls. Now, I don't want to be a madam. I just want to be one of the girls called Ray. The madams carry the dough to the bank, but it's the girls that sock it away. So don't you call me madam, and don't you call me sister. And after the hospital bill I got, don't you dare to call me mister. I don't want to be a madam. I want to be one of the girls. I know I'm no beauty. I do my work well, and I don't give green stamps to the merchandise I sell. I don't want to be a madam. I want to be one of the girls. Oh, yes. Let me be one of those.
This is Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and welcome to a very special show. I'm calling it Those Singing Drag Queens, and to some, the title might sound a little flip or even contradictory. No, I'm not talking about drag queens who lip-sync, because our culture has a long history of drag artists or female impersonators who did indeed do their own singing. Stick with me, and on tonight's show, we'll explore singing drag artists from the 20s up through the 80s, and we'll visit with one of the most renowned, who started performing before Stonewall and is still active. From Atlanta, we'll meet Diamond Lil. But I said I'll cover from the 1920s through the 1980s. That's just on this show, which is part one. Next month, I'll be back to cover the rest, about the last 15 to 20 years of drag artists who do their own singing. And I might as well mention this now. My regular listeners know that I generally have two versions of my show. One is tailored for airing on Queer Voices, meaning it's limited to about 58 minutes, but the version at my website does not have that time constraint. That allows me to give more extensive interviews and to play songs that, well, I just can't play on regular radio. Okay, that's enough introduction, and I've not told you yet who opened the show. I gave that honor to the drag artist who I consider to be the leader of the pack, Ray Bourbon. And his song, I Don't Want to Be a Madam, was recorded in 1957. I'll devote more time to Ray a little later, but I want to approach this subject roughly chronologically, so that takes us back to the early 20s. The earliest recording of a drag performer that I know of is from around 1922, and is by Ross Hamilton, who performed under the name of Marjorie. But I need to go back a few years earlier, to 1917, during World War I, when a group of Canadian soldiers stationed in France got together for a variety show, which led to forming a professional troupe. They named themselves the Dumbbells, after the logo for their military division, and had much success for over 10 years. Many of the individual members released solo recordings, on 78s of course, and in 1977 these were gathered together into an album, which is how I got the song by Ross Hamilton. Now remember, this recording is taken from a 78 RPM record, and is 84 years old. Here's Ross Hamilton, known as Marjorie, and a little of the song, Darling, I Love You.
I really don't want to live you. I want to live you.
A number of the artists you hear tonight are from England, like this next performer, who had a long career. Douglas Bing was one of the most popular variety and cabaret artists of the 20s and 30s, and a majority of his performances were in drag. This particular track, from 1932, is called At the Ball.
You'll never be ready for the ball, ma'am, and the master's downstairs getting so impatient.
Now don't fuss me, Annie. There's plenty of time, and I must sew these bugles on my bustle.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but it's Mafeking night.
Come along, Blanche. All this dilly-dallying is such tomfoolery. Oh, tut-tut-tut-tut. Why will the Colonel use such vulgar words?
I don't think he cares for parties, ma'am. Do you, ma'am?
Do I, Annie? Give me the chance to recapture romance. Give me a night of the ball. Give me the thrill of the waltz and quadrille. Music and lights and enthrall. Give me the fun when dressing's begun. Fires in the bedroom at four. Awful of verb in that pink satin merv. Only fate knows what's in store. Ah, there's the cab at the door. Oh, for a night in the ballroom. Oh, for the music so grand. Oh, for the palms and the parquet. Oh, for the strains of the band. Chaperones snoozing their sequins. Wallflowers wilt by the wall. But everyone there's put on clean underwear. All for the ball.
Douglas Bing from 1932. And like most of the artists on this show, in order to cover as many as possible, unfortunately, I will only be able to give you a taste of them, rather than play the whole songs, which in some cases you'll thank me. This next song is from 1940 and is our first black artist of the show, Frankie Half Pint Jackson. Called Half Pint because he was only 5'2" tall, Jackson often performed comedy songs and songs as a female impersonator. He took the role of a woman in the songs, providing lots of sexual double entendre, with songs like My Daddy Rocks Me with One Steady Roll. One of his songs that I can play on the air is called Be Your Natural Self.
There you go, flying around. What goes up must come down, so be your natural self. There you go, riding by. Don't you know you can get too high, so be your natural self. I was once in the money. Now my days ain't sunny anymore. There you go, bragging again. Don't you know your luck can end, so be your natural self.
All right, since you insist, my internet listeners will get to hear a little of the song My Daddy Rocks Me with One Steady Roll. For that song, from 1929, Jackson was doing guest vocals on a recording by the famous blues artist Tampa Red.
Rockin' me with one steady roll. We were on the steady road.
Now, yeah, well, I get good.
Oh, right there.
Here's another interesting black female impersonator, Billy McAllister. He is probably more known for a comedy album released in 1972 called What a Big Piece of Meat. That was put out by producer Rudy Ray Moore, who found much success in the 70s by issuing very X-rated comedy recordings by himself and a stable of others. But I only recently discovered that Billy McAllister's career goes back 20 years earlier. In 1952, he recorded at least 4 songs for a Memphis label. And the song I picked is interesting because it obviously was recorded as a female impersonator, because it is sung to a man. Its title, 31E Blues, refers to his trip down Highway 31 to Nashville in search of his lover man.
Well, I'm gonna take 31E, going down to Nashville, Tennessee. Tennessee. Well, I'm looking for my lover man. Please, somebody tell me where he can be. It's been a long time, baby, since you held me in your arms.
Billy McAllister from 1952, and I wish I had a lot more recordings by him. I introduced the show with Ray Bourbon, and now I'm going to tell you more about him. In my opinion, he was the leading drag artist of the early years. Yes, there were other famous performers I could mention, such as Charles Pierce, T.C. Jones, and Jim Bailey, and you'll hear about them a little later, but they only released 2 or 3 albums each. Ray Bourbon was many times more prolific. Starting in the mid-30s, he recorded about 40 78 RPM records, and in the 1950s and 60s released 11 LPs. I'm not sure that even RuPaul or Divine or other modern artists could match that, even in today's era of multiple CD singles. On some of Ray Bourbon's early 78s, he spelled his name R-A-Y, and then he switched it to R-A-E, and I'll explain that after I read something from his obituary. I've got a couple lines from the obituary that ran for him in Variety magazine. Bourbon died July 19, 1971. In addition to the facts of the obituary, you might notice the language of the way Variety magazine described Bourbon. And I quote, "Ray Bourbon, 78, cafe entertainer, died of a heart attack in the state hospital at Big Springs, Texas. He had been serving a life jail term as an accomplice in a 1968 murder stemming from a dispute over pet dogs. Bourbon, who did femme impersonations in vaudeville, as well as sophisticated songs in niteries, played many rooms in New York and elsewhere. He came to the attention of Mae West, who cast him in 2 of her shows. At one time, in 1956, he sent out press releases stating that he had had a sex change operation." So says the obituary. But that last part was all hype. He didn't have an operation. It was rumors perpetuated by him, and he milked it. On one of his albums from around 1956, he even reproduced the newspaper articles that talked about him having a sex change. That album was even titled, Let Me Tell You About My Operation. Bourbon, to say the least, was quite colorful. With the next two selections, I hesitate to quite call them songs, because Bourbon had kind of a recitation style. He had piano music in the background, and he just recited his verses over that. You'll hear his trademark laugh or giggle in this song. It's called When I Said No to Joe. From the album I just mentioned, Let Me Tell You About My Operation.
Now, I've turned down fortunes and I've done it with a smile. I've unsigned movie contracts I've dumped within my file. I've nixed plenty of offers for pleasure trips across the sea and many propositions that were coyly made to me. These things were never tough to shun. My dear, I know just what to forego. But the hardest thing I've ever done was when I said no to Joe. He was very tall and handsome, just the answer to a prayer. My friends all thought me quite insane when I gave him the air. I'd always planned that we would marry, but my plans got quite a blow. For when he borrowed my mascara, that's when I said no to Joe. I've turned down swell apartments, a car, a chauffeur, and maid. Ermine coats, Caporelli gowns, those gifts I can evade. I've spurned the rings and other things that women always seem to wish. I've shook my head in calm disdain and left those tempters with a swish. I had my heart all set on a very old-fashioned bow. So the hardest thing I've ever done was when I said no to Joe. Oh, Joe was a gal's ideal, so very sweet and refined. He had a lot of sex appeal, and in these days that's hard to find. My dates with him became a fixture. The family knew he was my beau. But when I caught him kissing Tab Hunter's picture, that's when I said no to Joe and meant it, Mary. Sometimes I take a mental trip around the world and try to picture the perfect man I seek. But in my love parade, all other nations fade. I want to have, I gotta have, I have to have, I'm gonna have a Greek with cheek. Some girls I know are dying for a lay from Hawaii with a wicky wacky waka key physique. Some girls go completely jerky when they meet a thing from Turkey. But me, Greek. Other girls would give a million to bitch woo with a Brazilian or engage a Portuguese and hide a Sikh. But for rolling on a haystack, or the jockey on my racetrack. Ha! Greek. Not a freak. If I should ever bask in an affair with an Alaskan, the heat would make the igloo spring a leak. And though they say the going's meaty, when you have a sweetie, sweetie. Oh, Cora, just drag me in an old-tired, loused-up Greek. A Frenchman knows his angles, and a gypsy knows his bangles, and a Pole won't care what language you might speak. And a golden bronze Tahitian is nice, but not as Grecian as a thoroughly domesticated Greek. Ain't that the truth, girl? You know it's the truth. You know it. Now, in some parts of Italy, they do it rather wittily. But I never like spaghetti, so to speak. And the Swiss are small and cheesy. And the Eskimos are sneezy. Who the hell wouldn't rather have a Greek? Some girls can't help feeling skittish in the arms of someone British. On the other hand, some ladies go quite weak at the sight of a Scotsman kilted, and especially this kilt is tilted, but me, Greek. So unless your inclinations can stand on Greek foundations, you can peddle your papaya up the creek. I may weaken for a weak god, but he's gonna be a Greek god. I'm gonna have a Greek with cheek, not a freak. Greek.
I followed When I Said No to Joe with one of my favorites. It's called I Must Have a Greek, and it's from an early 50s album called, and I love this title, You're Stepping on My Eyelashes. My internet listeners get to hear two more that are a little more explicit. First, from the mid-30s, is one of his first recordings called My First Piece, and it would be followed by a track called Sailor Boy from an early 50s album called Bourbon 100 Proof.
Now, when I was a child, it seems I was wild, and I wanted to play a piano. So my poor found a teacher, a marvelous teacher. His name was Professor Romano. I liked my youthful teacher, you bet. He was so handsome and so tall. And it simply was grand when he played with one hand. But I liked my first piece best of all. My first piece, my very first piece. I was so young and so sentimental. It was hard, very hard. But he was so patient and so gentle. Now I've had many pieces since I was a girl. How many I'll never recall. But the first piece he gave me was 10 pages long. But I liked my first piece best of all. My first piece, my very first piece. I was so young and so sentimental. It was hard, very hard. Oh, but he was so patient and gentle. Now I've had many pieces since I was a girl. How many I shall never recall. And we got along fine till he played 6-9 times. Oh, but I like my first piece best of all.
Now, in spite of what you folks may think, I'm really quite a man. I fight, I smoke, I swear, and I drink. And I stand up in the can. Sometimes. I've been known to smoke cigars, sometimes I smoke a pipe. But if you want an outdoor man, okay, I'm just the type. So I think I'll join the Navy and be a sailor boy. If they could use me in the Navy, I'd be their pride and joy. I know the pay is not so much, but I'd go just for the ride. And if I needed money, well, I could make it on the side. And wherever I was seen, I would be the Navy's queen. So I think I'll use an old hacked-up queen like me. Sailing, sailing over the mountain. I'll never forget a few months ago, I was down at Long Beach. They had Navy Day down at Long Beach. I was invited down and went. And I soon arrived, somebody says, come below deck, I want to show you the golden rivet. I didn't know the welding and things, so I went downstairs. And I soon arrived at the bottom of the steps, so he says, oh, look out the porthole, and I, like a fool, did. Before I could pull loose, I'd made $14. What a day that was. They said they were having fleet maneuvers. I said, maneuvers? Hell, that's target practice. So I think I'll join the Navy. They could use me in the fleet. I'd love to wear a sailor suit, but they show things off sweet. I'd make a darn good captain's boy and maybe a boatswain's mate. What if I met an admiral? Oh, up to fate. So I think I'll join the Navy. They could use me in the fleet.
The incomparable Ray Bourbon. And for a bit of trivia, playing background for Ray on a number of his recordings was Bart Howard, composer of the song Fly Me to the Moon. Continuing in the 50s, next up is Arthur Blake. He was from England and was one of the leading impressionists of that time, and also did wonderful versions of Noel Coward, Jimmy Stewart, and Tallulah Bankhead. Betty Davis was said to have preferred his impressions of her. He recorded an album on his own in 1957, and in 1967 appeared on a Jane Mansfield album, where he did the voices of various stars. From his first album, Curtain Time, Blake is vamping through a song as Mae West.
My goodness! Goodness had nothing to do with it, dearie, nothing at all. May, I'm going to the bar and have a drink. Can I get you one? Maybe a nice ice-cold martini. Oh, no, honey, I've got to be up early. You see, Hedda, I've got a date at the Riding Academy. Because there's nothing like a ride before breakfast. The doctors all prescribe it to relieve the daily grind. That certain something puts you in a happy frame of mind. You wake up with a heavy hand, but soon it's all behind. Because there's nothing like a ride before breakfast. There's nothing like a ride before breakfast. Why, you'll meet the finest people like the Vandersmiths and such. They'll teach you all you want to know. You'll like it very much. Especially when your instructor has that, oh, certain touch. Well, there's nothing like a ride before breakfast. It's very healthy exercise, as everybody knows. It doesn't cost you much. You don't need too many clothes. It's best to start at dawning when there's still a morning haze. If you don't like to straddle a saddle, oh, honey, you can always do it sideways. Because there's nothing like a ride before breakfast. Go get yourself a habit, for it's bound to give you class. Everyone will look your way the moment that you pass. And you'll hear the fellas say, oh, 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 what a lovely little lass. Because there's nothing like a ride before breakfast.
Meet and greet Mr. Lynn Carter.
Thank you so much. You know, I know what you're expecting, Ong. You expect me to get dirty right away, but you keep the record spinning because, oh, I'm going to rip it off the wall later on. You wait. You catch up with me. I'll tell you, we're going to rip it off the wall. You wait. If I am fancy free and I love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. Something's calling me from way out yonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. I got to give vent, oh, to my emotions. Yeah, you know, I'm only content having my way. I'm gay on the all today. There is no other life of which I'm fonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. No cares, no strings. My heart has wings, wings, wings. If I am fancy free and I love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. It's that gypsy. Told you the first time, the gypsy. It's that gypsy who's got the kind of gypsy, the gypsy.
Following Arthur Blake was a very popular American drag artist named Lynn Carter. He often traveled with a famous troupe of performing female impersonators known as the Jewel Box Revue, and had one album on his own called She's a He from around 1957. Blake and Carter, like many of the drag artists of these early years, had in common that their acts were mostly comedy, and they would throw in a song here and there. So while this show is about singing drag artists, I do realize that for some I won't be doing them justice, as their forte was really stand-up comedy. This next artist is T.C. Jones. He also was very popular in the 50s and 60s, appearing in a couple of Broadway revues, the most famous being The New Faces of 1952. That was the same show that gave Paul Lynde his start. Jones appeared in the movies Promises, Promises and the Monkees movie Head, and on television on Ed Sullivan, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and even on the Wild Wild West. He recorded two albums in the late 50s, called Mask and Gown and Himself, and both included Betty Davis impressions. I'm sharing with you a track from each album. From Mask and Gown, from 1957, comes 10 Cents a Dance, and then from his 1959 album called Himself, you'll hear his version of Betty Davis singing the song Bill.
When I get home to my chilly hall room, I'm much too tired to sleep. I'm one of those lady teachers, a very nice hostess. You know, I'm one of the palace features at exactly a dime a throw. So it's 10 cents to them. That's what they pay me. See how they weigh me down. 10 cents. loudly a saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I'll find my hero. It's no dear romance. All that you need is one ticket. Come on, big boy. 10 cents.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to present our impression of Miss Betty Davis as she walks down Lover's Lane, hand in hand with a wonderful, wonderful guy by the name of Bill. Now, I used to dream that I would discover a perfect lover someday. The wrong filter. I knew I'd recognize him if ever he came round my way. Now, I used to kind of fancy then he'd be one of those card-like kind of men with a giant brain and with a noble head, like the heroes bold. Well, I'm sorry, Jack. Well, you can cut it out. Thank you. Put in an old Jeanette McDonald note. Thank you. In those books that I've tread, but along came Bill. He was an ordinary guy. Now you meet him on the street, you never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, they're not the kind that you'd find in a statue, and I can't explain. It's surely not his brain. That makes me thrill. 3, 4. Now, I love him because he's wonderful, because he's just my Bill. Let's try the second chorus for laughs. Now, he's just plain Bill. He's really an ordinary guy. He hasn't got a thing, not a thing. Poor Bill. And yet to be. Yet to be upon his knee. It's so comfy, it's so roomy, it's so natural to me. I hate that lyric. I can't explain. It's surely not his brain. That makes me thrill. 7, 8. Now I love him because he's... I don't know. Because he's just my... Oh, what was his name again? Let's see, there was Tom, and there was George, and there was Paul, and there was Peter, and there was a repeater, and I was sick for a year. Of course. My Bill, that's the end, finish, B flat chord.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, JoJo.
Gee, your wash looks so white. I'm green with envy.
It's this new detergent, Drag. Makes your clothes come clean.
Drag? That's a new one on me. Can you really wash all your frilly undies in it?
You bet your booties. I even wash my evening gown. You see, Drag has transvest enzyme action. You pre-soak your clothes in Drag, then you wash with it. All the nasty stains come right out. Lipstick on your lace hankies, makeup on the collars of your frothy blouses, just every stain imaginable.
Golly, I'm going to stop using brand P and switch to Drag right today.
And the next day... Hi, JoJo.
Hi, Bobby.
Heavens, your wash looks grand. I've never seen such pink panties.
I took your advice and I switched to Drag. I just can't wait till my wife gets home. She'll be so proud of me. Oh, here she comes now. Yoo-hoo, Malcolm!
Drag detergent makes wash day almost gay.
Ah, yes, that skit called Drag Detergent was from a comedy album from 1960 called Commercials in a Plain Brown Wrapper. Just something I threw in as a break from the music. And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of all the drag queens and their recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude.
Hello, hello, everybody. I'm glad to see you are here to sing and dance and entertain you and bring you lots of cheer. For all of us are a dandy on that, of course, you can rely. So hello, hello, everybody. We all welcome you, the Black Cat welcomes you. We are glad that you're here.
Now we're going back to the San Francisco of around 1960, to the world of Jose Saria. You've probably never heard of Saria, but he was one of the main drag queen activists of that time. In the late 40s, he started doing drag shows at a club called the Black Cat, one of the most famous gay bars of that era. Taking activism to its limit, in 1961, Saria ran as the first openly gay candidate for public office, predating Harvey Milk's run for city supervisor by 16 years. He came in last in a large slate of candidates, but his 5,600 votes demonstrated that there was a sizable vocal gay community in San Francisco. In 1965, Jose and various gay bar owners established the Tavern Guild to combat the police harassment, and they sponsored San Francisco's first large public drag ball. Over 500 gay men and lesbians bravely crossed police lines, floodlights, and police photographers to attend the event, at which Jose was named Queen of the Ball, and he soon proclaimed himself Empress of San Francisco. Out of the activities held by the Tavern Guild, Jose developed the bylaws and functions of the Imperial Court of San Francisco. The royal court system that evolved around Jose has been described as kind of a Shriners Club for drag queens, where funny hats are replaced by fabulous gowns, big hair, and flamboyant makeup, and titles. From the start, the system began raising money for various gay charities through benefit drag performances. This court system eventually spread over the country to include a chapter in Houston. These days, Jose is still busy with Imperial Court activities, and he had a cameo in the movie Tu Wong Fu, and his biography, The Empress is a Man, was published in 1998. Around 1960, Jose Saria released a very rare drag album called No Camping. You're going to hear him do his own version of A Good Man is Hard to Find.
I like to do a number, and I like to dedicate it to the men in the house, entitled A Good Man is Hard to Find. A good man is hard to find. Yeah, yeah, we get the Nelly kind. And when you think that you got a he-man, you find him drawing pictures in the walls of the woman's can. Then you hope and then you pray that little monkey be in his garage. Now listen, girls, you take my advice. You kiss him in the morning, you hug him every noon. Still, I think with Alum girls, don't give them a lot of room. Cause a good man nowadays is hard to find. I said a good man is hard to find. You usually wind up with the Nelly Los Angeles kind. And when you think that you've got a real he-man, everybody had him last night at the YMCA can. And then you hope and then you pray the little monkey be in his garage. Now listen, girls, you take my advice. You kiss him in the morning, hug him every noon, and don't say no to him, or I will do him soon. Cause a good man nowadays is hard to find.
In 1960, Bobby Marchand had a number one R&B hit with the song There Is Something on Your Mind, and he had quite a colorful background. In 1953, he organized a troupe of female impersonators called the Powder Box Review, and when it was booked in New Orleans for a while, he decided to stay and worked in the clubs as a female impersonator, MC, and singer. He was signed to Ace Records and worked for a while with U.E. Piano Smith, producing some of the finest New Orleans rock and roll. He recorded for various record labels through the 70s, but never matched his hit, There Is Something on Your Mind. The song I picked for you to hear by Bobby Marchand was his first success, from 1956, an odd number called Chicky Wah Wah. Lyrically, you might first think, oh, this is a heterosexual song. But if you pay attention, you might wonder why he didn't seem to know how to react to that sweet little girl.
Chicka wah wah wah. Chicka wah wah wah. Chicka wah. Chicka wah wah wah. I met a sweet little girl walking down the street. She said, oh, hey there, daddy, you sure look sweet.
To follow Bobby Marchand with a soul singer who performed mainly in the Toronto, Canada area and was known for his flamboyant, effeminate stage persona. And I found photos of him dressed in drag. His name was Jackie Shane, and he even had a top 10 hit in Canada with some lyrics that are seemingly fairly blatant for 1963 in his song called Any Other Way.
Here you come again, and you say that you're my friend. But I know why you're here. She wants to know how I feel. Tell her that I'm happy. Tell her that I'm gay. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. Since we've been apart, and when I pass, I hear them whisper, there he goes with a broken heart. But when you see my baby, here's what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. That's all I got to say, my friend. Now we'd better say goodbye. I think you'd better go right now, or you might see me cry. But when you see my baby, this is what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. No other way.
Any Other Way by Jackie Shane. And the back cover of his album, Jackie Shane Live, had this amusing section. The liner notes were describing Jackie as an artist and a person. It said, and I quote, "What are Jackie's likes and dislikes? Well, you know Jackie likes chicken. Even where food is concerned, Jackie likes chicken. The only problem is when Jackie suggests, let's go out and get some chicken after the show, you can't be too sure what he has in mind. Well, I think I can guess." Next up, we're going to the New Orleans of Jimmy Calloway. He was a staple at the famous Club My Oh My. He only had one recording, and it was a 45, and is very rare. It was probably from around 1963. It had a picture cover that on one side shows him in drag, hanging from a milk truck, with the caption, "Show me a milkman that wears high-heel shoes, and I'll show you a Dairy Queen." You can see this cover on my webpage. Oddly, that joke is not included on the record, which is titled Jimmy Calloway on Stage. Here's Jimmy Calloway. Oh, and since the song had a long instrumental part in the middle, I inserted a couple of his jokes into that portion.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, recording live from the Club My Oh My, let's meet and greet an all-time favorite here, the very fantabulous Mr. Jimmy Calloway. Let's hear a nice warm reception for Jimmy.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, I can tell. Dolly, you still going, you still going, you still go. And strong, I feel the room swaying and the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. Hey, grab her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap. Fellas, Dolly, don't you ever go away again.
Thank you very much. I was walking down Canal Street today, and a man come up to me and he says, pardon me, but where's the Canal Street Fury? I said, I'm speaking, what you want to know? Two girls were talking, one of them said, Bessie, she said, ain't that your husband in there in the barroom, the one what drinking all the beer? She said, yeah, darling, says, that's him. She said, well, won't you cut him out from drinking the beer? Say, don't you know that takes all the lead out of his pencil? She said, well, he don't do all my writing for me no how.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, I can tell. Dolly, you still going, you still going, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying and the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. Hey, grab her out, fellas, find her an empty lap. Fellas, Dolly, don't you ever go away. Dolly, don't you ever go away. Dolly, don't you ever go away again.
Thank you.
From that same era was Ty Bennett, who, like many of the artists you've heard so far, just did not make a good-looking woman. Bennett was very successful as a female impersonator in the 60s, and while he was more known as a storyteller, this song appeared on his only album, Queen for a Day.
Of course, actors and actresses are fabulous, and of course they realize they've got what it takes. Well, my dear, I know I've got what it takes, too. But if I can't sell it, I'm sure as hell gonna sit on it. Now pay attention, because you may just learn something here. Now I got what it takes, and it's breaking my heart to give it away. I said, give it away. Now I've got the stuff that'll make these old daddies pay. They pay and they pay. I've been saving it up since the Lord knows when. Ain't playing Santa Claus to none of you men. I've had it so long, I hate to abuse it. But if I'm ever broke, I'll be damn sure to use it. Cause I got that thing, that certain thing the town is trying to get. I said trying to get. But this big baby, baby ain't gonna part with it yet. Now you can bet. I was born in Paris, raised in Rome. If you don't like my crackers, honey, leave my box alone. Cause I got what it takes and it's breaking my heart to have to give it away. second chorus, same damn thing. And it's breaking my heart to give it away. I said, give it away. Now I got the stuff that'll make these old daddies pay. They pay and they pay. I've been saving it up since the Lord knows when. Ain't playing Santa Claus to none of you men. I've had it so long, I hate to abuse it. But if I'm ever broke, hot damn it, I'll bruise it. Cause I got that thing, that certain thing the town was trying to get. I said trying to get. But this big baby, baby ain't gonna part with it yet. Now you can bet. Now you took me to the circus, and what did I do? When I saw what the elephant had, I wouldn't go home with you. Cause I got what it takes, and it's breaking my heart to have to give it away.
And the song by Ty Bennett, as you've probably figured out, was called If I Can't Sell It, I'm Going to Sit on It. And that album was from around 1964. We're going to leave the country now for a few minutes, stopping first in France around 1962 for Gilda and her album Une femme pas comme les autres, or A Woman Not Like the Others. You can say that again. You'll recognize the song, sung in French, as My Man.
Sur cette terre, qu'est-ce qui fera tout votre calvaire? C'est les hommes. Ils prendront tout ce que vous avez. Et qu'est-ce qui va vous rester? Juste un homme. C'est tout un fourbi que d'en avoir un dans son lit. Oh, les hommes. Vous serez toutes maganées un beau jour, toutes dérichées par les hommes. Ils prennent vos sous, ils vous flanquent des coups jusqu'à votre chemise. Adieu la cerise. C'est une maîtrise. Oh mes filles, mes petites filles, je la connais ce race-là, c'est pire que le choléra. Oh mes mères, mes petites mères, avec eux c'est certain, vous n'aurez que du chagrin. Oh mes filles, mes petites filles, je les connais, c'est maudit, faut pas leur faire crédit. Oh mes mères, mes petites mères, avec eux, moi je vous le dis, il n'y a jamais de paradis, elle en croit pas un mot.
And here's another singing drag queen, this time a very obscure one who moved from Canada to England in 1960 and did sort of a comedy opera style. Here's Jean Fredericks with an English music hall favorite, Nobody Loves a Fairy When She's 40.
Years a fairy queen I've been. For years I foiled that demon king. But alas, I'm getting on. The years have passed somehow, and I feel that fairy Snowdrop isn't wanted now. Nobody loves a fairy when she's 40. Nobody loves a fairy when she's old. They don't give you an earthly chance to make a livelihood. They're building modern cottages in my enchanted wood. When you can't cost a spell without its feeling, and for years a fairy tale you haven't told. Your fairy days are ending when your wand has started bending. No one loves a fairy when she's old.
Jean Fredericks had two recordings, both very rare. One was a 1964 album called Recitals Are a Drag, and the song I played came from what I believe was her only 45. Next, we're staying in the 60s, but jumping to New Zealand for an artist named Noel McKay. I've not been able to find out much about McKay's life, but as a recording artist, he was fairly prolific. I have four long-playing albums by him, and for a drag artist, that's a lot. And he also released a number of extended play 45s, called EPs in those days. though they were more in the vein of party records and did not picture him in drag. If you go to my website and see his album covers, you'll agree he does not make a pretty woman, but his singing isn't bad, and I love that he didn't beat around the bush using the male-to-male pronouns. So, from his album, Noel McKay in Person, here's the ever-popular A Good Man Is Hard to Find.
My heart is sad, and I'm all forlorn. My man's been cheating on me. I regret the day that I was born and every man I've ever seen. My happiness never seems to last more than a day. My heart is even breaking while I say, a good man is hard to find. I always get that other kind. Just when you're sure the boy is your pal, you turn around and find him fooling around some other sal. Oh, how you rave, oh, how you crave to see him way down deep in his grave. But if your man is nice, take my advice and hug him in the morning, kiss him every night, give him plenty of lovin', treat that fella right. Because a good man nowadays is hard to find. Yes, three girls, once I had a man all of my own, and since he's gone away, believe me, I miss him. You see, most girls nowadays have to kiss a man to hold him, but me? Oh, no. I have to hold him to kiss him. Oh, he wasn't much of a Mr. Culture, and he had a funny pan. He wasn't much of anything, but at least he was a man. And if he ever comes back to my little grass shack, I'm gonna hug him in the morning, kiss him every night,